What we discovered after running the numbers was that there were going to be winners and losers. And overall, it was a tax decrease of the number from 5.25 to 4.8. However, there was about 9% of working Oklahomans that make from $70,000 to $95,000 a year that were going to pay, on average, $300 more a year in taxes. And that was never the plan. The plan was always to be equal tax relief to all hardworking Oklahoma citizens. So in House Bill 3038, we addressed that by changing some of the changes that we had made in the deductions, exclusions, exemptions, and the personal tax code, the brackets. And basically now it's just a simple reduction on triggers from 5.25 to 5% to 4.75 to 4.5. And we addressed where there are no winners and losers. Everybody that pays in taxes will have tax relief. We added in one additional safeguard in that we look at 2012 as a baseline year, as the year of if we ever went below what the actual collections were for 2012, even if we had met the triggers, that we would not implement the tax decrease, and that's to make sure that our core services will still be properly funded. In the coming years, what the earliest that we would have the tax cut would be 14, which means that it would be the 13, which would be starting in January, people for what they earned that year. Static numbers is that without any other increases, even if you met those triggers, is that even with taking the tax cuts, you would still have $120 million extra every year of that tax cut to spend on any core services that needed additional dollars.